So Pastor Sam has been talking about, I believe, tonight is open us up, just a continuation from what we did on Sunday, we discussed on Sunday, and by the way, Sunday was so amazing. Am I sure I'm in Spark Nation tonight? Okay. It's good to see you, Kim. What have you been up to? Let's just play around tonight for a while. We've got time. It looks like we have a lot of time. Okay. So we spoke about cities on Sunday. And what I want you to draw out of this is this, and Pastor Sam has mentioned it, and I think that was a good startup or a good advancement, really, into what God is saying at this time in this season. The cities of God, the reason why cities are important is because they are the demonstration of the grand architectural plan. The architectural plan is what shows the street. And so you will see that when God was speaking about heaven, he spoke about the street of gold, the logistics, the conformation of our lives, the structure of our lives. He first spoke about the structure of God when John saw Jesus. He spoke about the structure of God, how he looks bodily. When he saw God, he told us how he looked bodily. His feet was what? I know you remember that. You don't remember. And the prophet saw God, and it was fire from the loins, and all those stuffs. He spoke about the image that we bear. When it's fire from the loins down, it means you can't hold him. You can't. You can't define him. He's just a consuming fire. You cannot cage him as well. Everything, in other words, everything that is not gold, he consumes. The only thing that he leaves behind is gold. Now, when he consumes gold with the breath of his mouth, when he does that, it is to refine gold and to check if gold is still gold. Do you understand that? When fire comes in our life, is to check the quality of your making. Okay. When there is fire, when you are in fire, is to check the quality of your making. And that's what even makes hell interesting. He said it will be filled with fire and brimstone. Now the kind of fire that is there is different. But the gist is they still don't get burnt. So they've been refined so much that they are sin. The blood of Jesus did not the blood of Jesus did not cleanse them. So it is impossible for them to be burnt by Satan himself, what he just gives it torment. Satan does not want you out of misery. Death is being out of misery for those who are believers. Satan's structure does not want you out of misery. He wants you constantly punished. That's what the people that came before us, that's what they became in this city. Hell. Misery, endless punishment without hope for tomorrow, and not dying. That's why hell does not die, because it keeps its prisoners. Because what God asked Job, I want you to go to that scripture. When God was asking Job question, he says, have you seen the gates of hell? Have you seen the entry point of hell? By the way, congratulations, Pastor Martin and Pastor Ganiat. Your makeup still look married. That's the first thing I learned is when I came. I said, wow, this Ghanaian's makeup, I've not seen this in 8 years. It looks beautiful. Congratulations for your wedding today. Next time when you're getting married, don't put it at 9 a.m., 9:30. Oh, sorry, there won't be next time. thought it's like birthday, you know. Have you got it? Talk to me.
Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea?
Have you journeyed to, and I need another translation for that. Are you sure you're ready for the word tonight? Have you still got appetite for the word? Have you journeyed to the sprint of the sea?
Or walked in the recesses of the deep?
This is God speaking to Job.
Yes, sir.
You know everything that has happened in Job's life, because Job is also a gate. So tonight, why don't we spend time to locate gates and then see the gates that God loves the most? Because there is a gate that is superior to all the 12 gates. There's a gate that God loves, and then if time permits us, we will look for the definition of what that gate means. Or if time does not permit us, I'll do that with the three gates tomorrow. And the reason why this is important is so that you can stop building gates. Because you are the gate. So don't send any bill to any gate. Do you know in your generation, Microsoft is a gate? But there's a bill there. And each time you decide to pick that up, the devil will buffet you. In a worrying manner. Yeah? I'm getting there, right? Yeah? You put that together better, right? Yeah, you tweak it a little bit. But on a serious note, in your generation, technology is a gate. So don't be surprised at some mystery names. Everything is in words. And that's not being spooky like Arthur. I wanted to find a rhyme, but it didn't come, Bridge. I don't know how you do this thing. I was going to say it like, no, nothing came. It's like, angels just withdrew and said, what are you doing, man? That's not your ministry. Pastor Sam just said, or Pastor David said, don't pick up the pen. I'm thinking maybe that can work for me. If this don't work, that will work. Just, let's get ready. But that gate in your generation, somebody opened it and it remains a gate, and people only advance gates. But what is God's gate? That's what we're going to tonight, because we saw the city, the structure of your life, something that you've entered into. And let me tell you, let me repeat it before the host of heaven and the angels of hell, that by all means, everything God has called you for, you deserve it. Not because you deserve it, because you were born for it. The reason why you exist in this time is because there is a gate placed here. That gate for Jacob was a ladder. That ladder was the gate to heaven. He said, and God was here and I did not know it. That was his gate. But he did not see that gate on time. He came back 20 years after that gate was his. And at that time, when the gate was brought, he was a supplanter. And Jacob replies heaven and says, all I want is food and drink. God says, no, what you want is nations. If you die not having nations, you did not fulfill your purpose in any which way. If you died just having a house, you did not fulfill purpose. So there is even no fear at this point, because we haven't even gone, we've not journeyed to the sprint of the seas yet. We have only paid the price to start the journey. Am I in Spark Nation tonight? We've only bought the ticket. Now God is saying, I want you to journey to the sprint of the sea. Because when God asks Job, God says to Job, Job, you have all this wealth, but you have not seen the depth of my creation. He was saying, have you journeyed to the sprint of the sea? All this wealth was supposed to buy you a ticket. I took my offering from you in order to negate the gate of hell, which is Satan. That said, Satan was the one that came. He's a gate in a dimension. Satan is the gate of administration. God made him. I'll call him Lucifer, but I'll use Satan for this, for the sake of our growth in knowledge. It was the gate of administration. There is no musician, there is no administrator like him. He was born for it. And when Job got to a place in his wealth, that gate moved towards God's gate, which I will show you tonight. He moved towards him and had to place a question mark over Job's life. And God said, Job, what have you been doing? You have all this wealth, but have you journeyed to the sprint of the sea? If he will not ask him if he has journeyed there, if it was impossible. People raised wealth in those days to look for more wealth, to research gold, to dig gold. They raised wealth in order to dig for oil. They didn't raise wealth. Wealthy people didn't raise wealth to buy a house. They raised wealth for adventure. They didn't raise wealth to secure their life for tomorrow. They raised wealth to seek out a life that nobody has lived. And all of a sudden we discover that people can make billions because they raised wealth to journey to the sprint of the sea. And men discovered a kind of wealth that has not been discovered before. You're a doctor, right? Dr. Alexis. Yeah? Awesome. Dr. Emma. Oh, is this a group of doctors? Oh, you are here. Miriam is here. It's definitely not. They raised wealth. So you're a doctor, Dr. Alexis. You're a doctor, Dr. Emma. The issue is this. If you're looking for the research of cancer, you need to travel to the sprint of the sea. And what do they go around doing? They raise money. They raise money for cancer research. To get into knowledge that ordinary men, Malia Kataya, to get into knowledge that ordinary men are set on a journey. Are you listening to me? So when we raised 318 soldiers, what we are saying is, let us travel deeper. We have seen what can happen in this city, but can we raise resources to travel? Have you been to the springs of the sea? Because now, not too long from now, if you don't move, Satan comes to ask questions. The other gate comes. And God said, have you considered my servant Job? Why do we give? People sent people, Americans sent people to the other side of the world to go and find things out. Our parents raised money to stay in one place. Africa raised money to keep status quo. So now today we become beggars to the nations who dared to journey, who went into places that, look, as we're speaking, you know, there is a spaceship that can now go into space. The amount of money that was raised, the amount of money that was wasted, that men may get into space, the amount of lives that was lost because men wanted to tread where even angels are afraid to tread. Are you listening to me tonight? And they brought back advancement. They brought back 5G network. Why? Because some people were willing to give in order to penetrate worlds that we once upon a time thought it was reserved for angels. Are you listening to what God is saying to us tonight? church offering has changed dimension. It is to research into spaces that men have not yet tread before. Are you listening to me tonight? For God's city, for God's tabernacle, you are the set of people that God is relying on. You are the major investors that will advance the kingdom into research and spaces. By the time this is true, listen to me, I'm just getting you ready. By the time we are through with this, we will discover new things about human beings, because that is our own research. We will be able to program to know, how does a dummy that have been programmed this way to be an engineer all his life, how do you deprogram him? How do you channel him? We have put money into that research. Dummy, you are a research. Why will all these people not be poor? You contributed for us to research him, for him to be an advanced instrument, and it's an advancement of the kingdom. Are you listening to me? All of you here tonight, you are a plus to the kingdom. You advance the kingdom, because up to this moment, people never knew that young people can go for midweek service and be stopped outside and be looking for ways to come in. But we borrowed money in order to do this research so that we can advance. Then we found out that there is something called this. Talking to you about giving. And God taught me many years ago, look at cancer research, look at HIV research. They give money to discover something. Why borrowed money to discover this tonight? Whilst the church was busy borrowing money to buy buildings, buildings is not a new discovery. Did you hear me on this side? Building is not a new discovery. Church cars is not a new discovery. That is why all of a sudden the whole world are abusing tithe and offering taken, and I can't blame them, because they discovered that it's the same old, same old. But there is no advancement. The world is advancing. Investors are investing in spaceship, how to go to space and build hotels. The church was buying foolish building, and God is saying, no, that is not my gate. Are you listening to me tonight? Why would the nations respect us? Because we come with a discovery. Oh my God, we spent money on the discovery. It is not that, oh, God just showed them. Oh, God just, God is great. Wow, look at Black Nation, God is great. No, it is a discovery. Whatever attracted you to this house, money was spent into that research. Now, I want to show you this gate. This gate costs more. The more we call it members, everyone calls it investors. And God told me, tell them from the day they entered, I was interested in their offering. Yes, sir. Because their offering is the advancement of my kingdom. So when we say we're raising souls and we're going to South America, or North America, or Africa, what you're doing is taking your next discovery. Yes, black men do not put money into research. That is why they become beggars of nations. They buy houses that will be taken back by the nations that have discoveries. The generation of discovery is the third gen. Their discovery is brought to the second and first for advancement. Are you sure you're with me tonight? Why are you different from the believers outside? You are discoverers. Yes, travelers. Yes, do you know the meaning of the name Jew? Travelers. Sojourners. Like their father Abraham. They were discovering lands. It's just that any land they discovered, they take. The cure for cancer is in the church. Can I be bothered to say the cure for cancer is in Spark Nation? One damn devil wants to tell me, oh, how dare you say it's in Spark Nation? How dare you say it's not? Eyes have not seen, so they've not found the cure for it. Ears have not heard, so they've not heard the cure for it. It has not entered into the heart of men. Universities cannot teach the cure for it. How will God be glorified in the latter day? I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Are you listening to me tonight? An accountant can find the cure for cancer. So no wonder. It said, let the priest go first. Because in the priesthood is everything man needs for transportation. What kind of priest are these? Flying arrows. Gun bullet, and they're just standing in the midst of the battle. They've got some soldiers around them, man. Because the soldiers understand, do any arrow must not touch those who carry the ark. If any arrow touches them, the whole nation is finished. So they have the best soldiers surrounding those who are with the ark and fighting with their lives. It is better for the soldier to die than one priest dying. Are you listening to me tonight, guys? About to do a madness in the nations. What is called, maybe I'm not worthy. Then who is worthy? If you are not, that means nobody is worthy. You are a discovery, programmed and reprogrammed. And you are the proof that programming works. So that's what they call guinea pigs, right? They spent all the money they have to discover this thing and inject it in an onion. And they begin to watch its behavioral pattern. Don't worry about your current growth. Of course, Spark Nation is the fastest growing church in London right now. But forget about that. The gist is this. You are a guinea pig of 1,000 of you. Don't expire as a guinea pig. There's a kind called Abba. You've been struggling with injection for too long. Respond to it. Relax. Eyes have not seen. So stop. So he said, well, because I come and I support COD and I support this, and now my credit is not that great. Hey, you are a guinea pig of something that eyes have not seen. The generation before you only use credit or whatever they've got, and their life is still ruined. It raised guinea pigs in this house in order to try out a new test and a new order. This is the new church order. The guinea pigs. These are guinea pigs. Tests. And he's watching to see, that theory worked. You see, Toby, the word mixture I gave you, and you took to the lab, and you mixed Joshua and Daniel, and in the lab, when I was in the lab, I was responding to it because there was a reaction. You know, then I brought that chemical test here. Are you listening to me? And when Omni walked into me, how many years ago? Quickly. 7 years ago in the office, I thought, the guy said, I'm a trader. And I want to trade. I want to make money. I thought, there was something I mixed yesterday. It came with like four people. Those ones, they can't respond. They will die. You know, there are some chemical, if injected, you just go and you die. They would die. I looked at this guy's family background. So interesting. This is London City, right? His dad is a diplomat. Oh, interesting. My mom does this. Let me inject you with this medicine. And then God waited for 3 years, and all of a sudden, a honey that is not preaching, that is not talking, that is whatever he is, I saw him in Toss Hill preaching. I saw the power of God working. I said, that chemical works. That chemical works right there. That chemical works. While there, ex-prisoners here, a guinea pig called Sam Kaliata, years ago, 60-70 hundred people church comes in. All the pastors are looking for church members. I'm just looking for, let me tell. So when I was telling them, I don't need the church to grow, they don't understand what I'm saying. I need to produce kinds. It's kinds. The Bible says, and God made mankind. It made mankind. Listen, and so when he came, I injected that. He is the first fruit. He said, come live with me. A guinea pig of the experiment called trap housing. It was an experiment. God says, why do we have 318? I'm looking for people whose life has been transformed by that experiment, who are now ready. That's why. That's why. One day, we had church. I think Pastor Mark Sendoff in Kennington, over. Kule was driving me. I was going. I saw a guy driving past and waved at Kule. And I said, I've seen this guy somewhere before. He said, yeah, he's a pastor. They do program. I said, they said he's a pastor. He does program. I said to Kule, what program? What pastor? Then I saw the guy in the over program. I said, come, what's your name? He said, Obi. Yeah. Oh, now I understand why. I said, what pastor, man? Yeah. It's a guinea pig of a kind of reviver. Specialized area of strength is third gen people. Yeah. The younger, the better. And it's formed an alliance. Are you listening to me tonight? But it's not been tested upon. There's a chemical that needs to test him. Oh my God. Can I tell you the mixture of this chemical? Boldness. And so, mix the chemical on it. And at the time, I knew this experiment has worked. And I looked at him and said, leave youth revival. Why? There is no youth in this city. There is no youth. Are you listening to me? There are only soldiers, but they have to be revived yet. Yet, I mean, first. So he's done that with Enrique, with Pastor Ben, with Pastor David. Now there is a higher dimension. So it becomes the guinea pig of how do you take a fellowship already existing and crash land it into a movement already existing. Is the guinea pig, the first fruit, that, listen, that was what the Achaia church was. What Paul says, it was the first fruit of the Achaia church. That is Obi, that is Enrique, that is Ben, that is David Ajayi, a guinea pig. But Pastor Sam only went to prison for trying to steal gold or silver or whatever it is. Oh, he said, when Peter said, gold and silver, I have none. Pastor Sam said, I grew up in church, I must have. He's heard this church, his dad preach, silver and gold, I have none. But in Jesus' name, stand up. And the lame person didn't stand up. Just said, nothing is going on, sir. So the guy said, yeah, this have not is not working. Then another kind of guinea pigs started coming. PK was not the first gang guy. There are those who the experiment was put upon. Then they went to die. We caused their death. They went to die or went to prison. Are you listening to me? But you see this guinea pig, the experiment, worked on him. Now at that point, God has already established that order. It is not the 10,000 people he would then bring. It becomes a gate. And that's what God was looking for. You see all your friends that you brought that didn't stay or didn't come back, they didn't need to. It's not looking for the crowd at first. When we make a call and 190 people come, it's just looking for experimental guinea pigs. It's looking for those whose heart can receive this experiment of chemical. Are you ready for me though? It's looking for them. That's what he was looking for. Entrepreneurial Sunday came. God was not looking for all the entrepreneurs that came. He was looking for a guinea pig called Colin Munchie. He was looking for them, so he did not need the rest. I don't know if you know what happens in a science lab. It is not the quality of the things or the water or whatever you brought in. Pharmacist or those of you who did all those stuff. It is you are looking for what you are looking for. There is a mixture that if you get, you don't worry about the waters wasted. You don't begin to say, oh my God, look at the little chemical that I was able to get out of all this experiment. We've used 10 gallons of water and this is all I get. No. God does not ask you. You must work on souls, yes. But it does not ask you about the remaining waters. He asks you. That's why I said if you get the 300 right, we got the nation already. When did I know spark will grow? Very simple. The day I took Pastor Shadia, Pastor Ebo, and the few and made them pastors. Now I understand that God has made the guinea pigs he wants to raise in order to ruin the harvest of the nations in this city. From that day I went to bed, I know my job was done. Are you listening to me? Because the other church we had, all those other people, for me, was to fill the chairs so that when the guinea pig comes, they feel they've come into a place. Because if they came just two or three and they met nobody and it's three of us, it won't work. Huh?
Talk, say it. They will know it's an experiment.
They will know, exactly. They will know that it is an experiment. But the only way for them not to know, I'm okay with the light, I'm okay with everything, Pastor David, everything is brilliantly beautiful. They will know it's an experiment. But when they came, they did not know it's an experiment. It's not a gang or youth people raising thing. No wonder God hid that thing. It is just a church. It looked innocent. Until the day I said, bring your arm and injected them. The word, oh my God. Ezekiel said, I was sleeping. He said, and the word entered me and stood me up on my feet. The chemical experiment, the mixture of what? The code God was speaking, it was sleeping like dead. Ikaliata, matuta liatuta, ikande nebo sata. When God spoke that word to Ezekiel, the Bible says that word raised him. He said, and I stood upon my feet. Then Ezekiel was ready for the valley of the dry bone. He took an experiment to the valley of dry bones. Ezekiel was an experiment, now going to experiment. And he stood there with a mixture of chemical, the word. I saw my senior sister all through her days in university. dealt with a mouse, like the one you are running from. On Sunday, she had to bite them. She, oh my God, she had to bite rats. She had to buy rats. She had to buy guinea pigs. She has to sow even for the rats to come, because she needs them for a discovery. She wasn't thinking, look at me, I'm wasting money. Buy rats. Look at all the kind of people in my life that I'm even giving to. If she's done that, she would not graduate. Why would she not graduate? Because the lecturer hates her? No. She will not graduate because she doesn't know. She has no knowledge. She has not discovered. Spark Nation, God is calling you to a new dimension of discoveries in this season. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. We need one way of giving. You come to church and threaten people with tithe and offering. And that's one way. And for a long time, God has been telling people, or telling leaders, that that discovery is over. Now, he has used you as guinea pigs to prove to churches that they don't need that. Yeah. Abraham was just a guinea pig. He was the first tither. I don't know if you're going to be a wasted experiment, or you will actually allow the mixture to work on you. Jade, you are the first experiment of political takeover. You allow Fabiola and Cole, you allow a boy, sex or money or stuff to ruin that. I said, this experiment didn't work on her. God didn't reject you. He just needed to use his experiment on something else. I know I'm an experiment of something. So once I knew that years ago, I know this thing's got to work, man. I'm not going to allow this chemical to be used on somebody else. It's like it's mine. And then it showed me growth. Leaders, I wanted to hear me, so that when I'm not here, hear me. It is not the crowd. The crowd must be there so that they don't know. It's an experiment. But you are looking for somebody. Stephen is an experiment. Kim is an experiment of soul winning. Evangelist Eve, Sarah, an experiment to look at what works. When you were hearing PT speak, to them, soul winning stood out. To you, Bitcoining stood out. It was the same chemical. So on a Thursday or Wednesday or whatever, he blasts the word and he sits back to see who is responding. Then he saw you with a goggle. Then he said, okay, there may be something there. Administered more. He administered more because you tripped. He said, we have programmed this one from before the foundation of the earth, and she's responding to our chemical. So let us concentrate God's concentration on the life he intends to use. It comes when the chemical is released and they respond a little bit. They have a little. So let me tell you, yesterday, sit down please. When a high profile dinner, Pastor Miriam, women of the city, Phoebe's, an experiment. You know, when I got to Islington years ago, Pastor Nikki is an experiment. Yes, the people that brought her, money bought them. Yes, we gave them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We sold. And you're looking at the people that are just collectors, so to speak. And you think, oh yeah, Flo, God is going to use her. I said, you don't understand. And God saw a Nikki who got for the word. I said, aha. At that moment, all those other people were not useful anymore. I remember the day she tripped. This is my own opinion. The power of God was moving. I've said this story many times. And I walked up to her. I said, "You come." I said, but you see, in the eyes of God, that is not rejection. That is, there is something there. And at that moment, when I looked at her and said, "Come," God's concentration shifted. Guess what will begin to happen? All those other people that we taught the evangelist, they, God's concentration has left. They will have to make mistakes. No more what? They cannot hear it anymore. God has gone to the one who she knows. If this experiment releases her to Islington, she will give you other experiments. It becomes an experience. So I stepped into Islington. She's put everything together. And as I was reaching Islington, the Lord told me, "Forget the message you preached your second or first year anniversary." He said, "Forget the message you've planned. Preach about holiness." But God was reaching out for a Miriam. A first time that she will hear me speak. And I was speaking powerfully about holiness. And halfway the power of God broke out. A trip or God, whatever it is, was God saying, "Yeah." And I think I spoke to her after service. I didn't hear anything she had to say. I just told her something. That was an experiment. A chemical. God knew the chemical she was looking for that night. And he knew the composition of what to give was holiness. So I cannot mix my own word. Oh my God. It has to be that word. Leaders, let me tell you what. To grow this church to the next stage is in your hand. Let me tell you why. How you do it. Everyone, sit with the word apart from SoundCloud 1 hour a day and mix. Don't care about any organization or police commission or any of those things. Just sit with the word and mix. And all of a sudden, what God is... Do you know that what God is doing next in a generation is a person? I went to the program yesterday. And I sat down there. I saw what women of the city, that's all of you, the Phoebes and everyone, what you did at first season. And the result of it. And global chairman coming to the table. Yeah? Okay. So how do I know what God is doing in this season? I was at that table yesterday. Why did I say it's a person? It took a Miriam to galvanize that. That's what God is will be doing in 2019. But he has seen it in 2016. Yeah? And, but for him to awaken that work, he needs to say, "Preach about holiness." Then he awakened what he will do in 2019. Meaning that if people are saying, "What is God doing now?" You have not located the people that God has experimented on 2-3 years ago. Why is the global chairman of Aeon there? I went with my brother some years ago, where he used to play keyboard. And I saw a lady called Buki there, just leaving secondary school or so. And she's about to start experimenting with life. At that point, it's time to have boyfriend or to do the things that teenagers do. And God hijacked her. And for whatever reason, she just liked me. And I said, "That's cool." Yeah, that's cool, because I understand. It's not to sleep with. That's the issue. It is to inject. You see, that liking it part of it is necessary. It is not to take advantage. Don't be silly. You will abort what God is going to do in 2019 because Miriam needed her. Why are people's work not joined together? They've detached a person among the equation. They've used them for a different purpose than what God is doing. So I don't know what the use of book is going to be, but I know holiness is the key, right? Said that like is good. I need you to like me in order for you to give me your hand, because the injection that I'm about to put in will be painful. And if you don't like me, we just say, who is that guy? Oh, but so the like is to be taken advantage of, but towards the use of the master Jesus. I said, give me your hand, not your body. Give me your hand. You know when they want to inject you? I was injected yesterday. The doctor was looking for vein, so he put the anesthesia there and started to beat. It was beating. Oh my God. It was beating. It was looking for vein where blood can come out from. Because in order for him to know what is wrong with my body, he needed to take blood. I never knew my offering was diagnosis of my state. Until I realized that where I came from, they consult the Ifa oracle. It's an oracle. But before you consult him, he says, bring money. Then you will take the money and put it on the oracle, and it will begin to tell you about your life. My offering was him looking at my state. I'm not giving him a gift. He's reading me. You don't understand. I said, that's not scripture. Because I just said the Ifa oracle. You're joking. Cain and Abel offered sacrifice. With the sacrifice, God designed their heart. God knew who was giving who what. Sit down. So I had to beat her head and put the injection. And I felt, this one we can now, we withdrew blood, we can now give this experiment. She became the first fruit of something. I can't begin to mention name upon names upon names. There are also the first fruit of negative stuff too. God injects people with the negative. Experiment goes wrong and God says, okay, we know. Your kind is not to be used. Have you seen? Let me go back to my line now. Have you? Yes.
Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea?
Yeah.
Or walk in the recesses of the deep?
Uh-huh.
Have the gates of death been shown to you?
It said, as the gate of death. So we're talking about the three gates, but it said for my man too, he needs to have seen the gate of death. Job, you have not seen that. Your money made you the richest man in the east, but it didn't make you a traveler. And if you don't travel, you cannot become the richest man in the world. You will remain the richest man in the east.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because you have not seen these depths. Our community limits our mind to the little. Men took advancement to the nations because the wealthier they got, the other man of color realizes that wealth is to find out. So till tomorrow, what does Britain offer the world? Services, consultancy. Meaning we know you have. What you have, give it to us to show, for us to show you what you have. What a world. The mortgage system you want to die on, that is your breath and your life, your breathing pipe. Somebody discovered it. Why are you inferior? Systems are finished in this world. There's still a system of banking that will come out that people have not seen before. So bankers themselves are researching on how to ruin you. Talk to me.
Have the gates of death been shown to you?
Uh-huh.
Have you seen the gates of the deepest darkness?
Have you seen the gates of the deepest darkness? Listen, for you to see the gates of the deepest darkness, you must have light. Light reveals darkness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Talk to me.
Have you comprehended the vast expanses of the earth?
Now it's talking about mind expertise now. Have you comprehended? It started with seeing, because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, then it's not entered into the heart of men. So it begins to talk about comprehension.
Tell me if you know all this.
Uh-huh.
What is the way to the abode of light?
Please remember, the man he was talking to here has just lost everything. And God has not spoken to him once. And when God will speak, this is what God is saying. Why? Because this is what matters. Not, oh, sorry, you've lost your child. God did not console him once. Not, oh, sorry, you have no more sheep and money and that. Not once. God questioned his discoveries. God questions what he has seen. And that's what we will spend time on in this season. What you've discovered. What you've seen. Instead of what you have. You say, well, I'm young. I'm 13. Great stage for discovery. Because a person that is way older than that has already discovered many fake things. And what they are now trying to do is to have. I need to have somebody to marry. But when you're younger than that, you don't want to have. Because what you have now is the enemy of what you can discover. And if you spend time discovering, everything others have will become yours. Yes, sir. Have you seen? Do you know the way? He said, do you know the way to the abode where Mr. Light and Mr. Darkness lives? He said, do you know the way there? You know why he was asking if you know the way there? Because your children will be better than you, and they will ask you if you know the way. Can you show them? Why did God bless Abraham? He said, I will bless him because he will teach his children the way to know. Why is Abraham possessor of heaven and earth and Job's and Co are not? Because Abraham knows. He was a traveler. But Job's abode was east. Everything you have with Job is east. He was not a global man. But Abraham from Mesopotamia, he was showing him nations. And somehow he found his way to the ancient of this, Melchizedek. So Abraham knows the way to the abode of darkness. Because darkness and light dwells in heaven. So when they say possessor of heaven and earth, I said, you found your way here, Abraham. How? Yeah. How did you find your way here? Can we look at the GPS of Abraham for 1 minute?
Yes, sir.
Because he will reach a gate. How did you find Melchizedek? Have we finished? Can I show you how he found Melchizedek? To 10. You want wealth? He said, find ways first. Actually, finish this.
What is the way to the abode of light?
What is the way?
And where does darkness reside?
Please, where does darkness reside, guys? I love this silence. Where does it live? He lives in a trap house as well, because he lives. That means he has an abode, he has an address. Postcode God. He's a postcode God. Where's your abode of darkness? Why is God asking a man who has lost everything all of this? Why? Go on, Pastor, please.
Can you take them to their places?
Huh?
Can you take them to their places?
Huh? God was asking a man if he can take darkness where it belongs and place light where it belongs. So can you take them to their places? Uh-huh.
Do you know the paths to their dwellings?
Uh-huh.
Surely you know, for you were already born.
Yeah.
You have lived so many years.
Uh-huh.
Have you entered the storehouses of the snow? Or seen the storehouses of the hail?
Anything you store is because you want to use it. Yeah? Have you seen the storehouses of the snow? Because I give snow, meaning God now, I give it because I store it. But man needs to know the storehouses so that man can shut it and open it at will. Because he will have a key soon. I'll show you the key. Talk to me.
Have you entered the storehouses of the snow?
Uh-huh.
Or seen the storehouses of the hail?
Uh-huh.
Which I reserve for times of trouble.
Hello. He did not reserve them for times of weather. So he's talking about another level of snow. He said, I reserve them for times of trouble. God has a reservoir sitting in a throne waiting for troubled times. They are here. Talk to me.
Which are reserved for times of trouble,
uh-huh.
For days of war for and battle.
Please, I hope you're listening. I want to show you something now. For days of what?
War and battle.
Uh-huh.
What is the way to the place where the lightning is dispersed?
Do you know the way to the place where lightning is dispersed? Okay.
Or the place where the east winds are scattered over the earth?
Or the place. So all these things are in certain places.
Yes, sir.
Everything. Why would they not respond to you? Because you are not in your place. If you are not in your place, what is in his place will be looking at you and saying, what are you talking about? Enter your place, then we will respond to you. But they are responding to you, Spark Nation.
Yes, sir.
Because you are in your place.
Yes, sir.
So it's not just about boldness or you being fearless. It's about you are bold because you are in your place.
Yes,
if playing keys is your place, then that which is in its place must respond to you. But that's not where I'm going. Quickly, sir.
Who cuts a channel for the torrent of rain and a path for the thunderstorm?
Yeah.
To water a land where no one lives, an uninhabited desert, to satisfy a desolate wasteland and make it sprout with grass? Does the rain have a father? Who fathers the drops of dew? From whose womb comes the ice? Who gives birth to the frost from the heavens? When the waters become hard as stone, when the surface of the deep is frozen.
Wait, leave all that for now.
Yes,
we've talked about the three gates, and Pastor Sam had come to get us deeper into talking about the gate of Benjamin and all these gates, and they're important for you to know. But for the sake of time tonight, I want to start rounding up by asking two questions. What gate is God's gate? Which one does he love most? Because if you go through those gates, you'll begin to get to where Abraham got to and met Melchizedek. What gate does God love the most? Psalms. Book of Psalms. Verse 87, 1 and 2.
He has found. city on the holy mountain. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwellings of Jacob.
The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than any other dwelling. Zion is God's gate. The gate of Joseph must submit to Zion's gate. Psalm 87 verse 2. For the Lord loves the gate of Zion more than all the dwellings. Because in those days, when you see a gate, you know the prestige of that city. So God says, when I pass through all the gates, I'm looking for Zion. Now, my next question then is, why does God love the gate of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob? I want you to read that Psalm 87 verse 1 and 2 to 3 again. And I want you to stay with me on this because I'm about to round up.
He has founded his city on the holy mountain.
So his city is on the holy mountain. That means the gate of Zion is the entrance to that holy mountain, because he founded his city there. Now, when Abraham, the Bible says that the cities that Abraham fought was the city of the plains, like plain. That's the city that he fought. The Bible says also that Lot pitched his tent by the cities of the plain, just by Sodom and Gomorrah. He pinched his tent, you know. In those days when someone pinched their tent, that means they pinched their tent. That means, I'm settled now. But it was by the city of the plain. So I began to look for the definition of the city of the plain. Said in those days is any five cities together. Anything that is five cities, that's the city of the plains. And that's why where Lot decides to live. So I want you to look at Lot. Lot is a logical man. He's a man of logic. He has proximity to the man of covenant, but he thinks differently. He says, this man of covenant is a good man. My uncle, he has saved me. He's a good man. I followed him. But look, let logic prevail upon us now. And let us pitch our tent in the right city of the world. We feel secured here. What it does not know is that when war comes, war takes everybody.
Yes, sir.
And Lot was a good man. But he's also a tent pitcher.
Yeah.
He's a settlement guy. Settlement makes sense to him because of his future and that of his kids. These kids will end up sleeping with him and producing babies for him. His end will be disastrous, but because of his kids, I'll just say this, right? Because of his kids, he's a pitcher, he settles. Uncle Abraham is always moving. Uncle Abraham, Lord, when war came, nobody trained in his house. It was him, his two kids. Does that sound like Western life? No soldiers. No fighters. Exposed to himself now, or exposed to danger, he was carried away. He's a family man. He's a man of logic. He was sleeping in an empty house. People can sleep in the plains. It doesn't matter to Lot. Because after all, you've got to be careful for people. And we all are not going to be like Uncle Abraham. If you see the way all those servants of Uncle Abraham move around and just leave the house in a mess. Lot's wife says, no, I've got gold and silver in this house. We've built this house, all the purple curtains and blue and linen. I can't just have people walking everywhere like this. What it does not know is that when war comes, fire will devour everything.
Yes, sir.
As war will come over this land.
Yes, sir.
Real estate will suddenly mean nothing. What will mean something will be real people. The last currency of the world is who has most people. That's why if you read Revelation, you will see God beginning to count numbers upon numbers. And the number of the saints was 1,144. He was talking about the numbers of people, but they can't count it in those days because they don't have billions to write Bible with. So the battle is on who has more people, because everything will be leveled. Now, this is the story now. Abraham had defeated the five kings. But you see, Abraham was a sign of something. The Lord loves the gate of Zion more than the dwellings of Jacob. I mean, more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Why does God love the gate of Zion? Can we see it in scriptures?
Yes, sir.
Come with me to 2 Samuel chapter 5. Start from verse 1, please.
All the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said,
what?
We are your own flesh and blood.
Yeah.
In the past, while Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel on their military campaign.
Wait. It's beginning to look like God loves war so much. They came to make him king. I'm about to round up and I need you to hear me, huh? So that you've not denied that you are destined for this position, and Spark is destined to be put in this position where you're always fighting.
Yes,
or rather, you're always winning.
Yes.
Because God loves a certain gate. Now we want to see why. Don't forget, God loves the gate of Zion more than all the dwellings. Joseph's dwelling was economy. God says, yeah, but okay. Judah was praise. And it's beautiful. God says, yeah. That's calm. Benjamin, brotherhood. God says, brotherhood is important. That's great. But look at the account of scriptures here. Talk to me, Pastor.
In the past, while Saul was king over us,
David was the one leading the military. He was the fighter guy. Saul was king. He handled all the tribes, but the men who will make David king now would say, you were the one leading all the fights.
And the Lord said to you, you will shepherd my people Israel.
Wait. In the midst of leading war,
yes, sir,
the Lord said to him, you will be the president of the nation of the state of Israel.
Yes,
he said, you are a warrior now, but you'll be a shepherd. Shepherds start from warring. And isn't that proverbial? It was leading sheep, but the only reason why we knew it was a sheep, it was a shepherd, was because of the fight with the bear and the lion. But it was prophetically speaking about Saul and his relationship. It said, when you were leading the warfare, the Lord said to you, today you're leading warfare, tomorrow you will shepherd, not rule. How do military people become shepherds? Because as a military person, you are almost trained to be atlas. No. It was your shepherding that made you a warrior in the first place. That's why. No, you didn't hear me. I said the wonder is, how did the military guy become a shepherd? No, it was your shepherding, because it was whilst I was guiding the sheep of my father, a lion came and I had to fight. I wasn't always reckless like this financially. But whilst I was shepherding and trying to fulfill something, I had to fight. And when God saw that, God said, you are a warrior now. Oh my God, I'm speaking some prophetic stuff tonight. He said, I'm a warrior now, but you will lead the people. You will go back to your shepherding, because I've seen you now. That as a shepherd, if you need to fight, you will fight. You will not give back some money and say, yeah, I'm leading people, but I don't want to go that far. No, David, you fought because you were shepherding. So you were shepherd because you fought. I wasn't always without control of my time, and people can come and talk to me anytime, and I have to sacrifice my time, and I have to go to work the next day. He said, but you fought when you had to fight, and because you fought when you had to fight, when Saul was king over us, when the rejected was king over us, when the poverty was king over us, God said to you, you will take the place of HSBC. They didn't hear me. So Arthur, Obi, Oni, Henry, Sam, Pastor Tolu, Faith, Pastor Miriam, Dr. Alexis, Dr. Emma, Quabin, and all of you. God looks down tonight and say, when you were shepherding, you fought. When you fought, I said to you, you will be in place of Saul. Rulership will come to you because you fulfilled these two things. You were a military leader, not because you knew how to fight lions. David never had trainings on fighting lions and conquering bears. No knowledge at all. But it discovered it. Oh my God, thank you for that. Thank you for that. It discovered it because it was shepherding. All the pastors in this house, I want you to listen to me tonight. There are things you will discover how to hold because you are pastoring. But you will rule over the debt because you fought. If you hold back, the Lord will not say to you, you will lead my people. There is a covenant over this house saying, you will lead my people. And everybody is entitled to that. I don't care where you are sitting or where you're watching from tonight. If you shepherd, you will fight. You don't need to look for a fight. It will come to you. Because you will need money. And you will have to go and fight and take it off the mouth of some lion sometimes. So, I'm sorry. Because you just saw a sheep going homeless, you just saw a sheep about not to have, you just saw a sheep and oh my God, you went after the lion and said, you're not having her. Yes, it will leave me with some mark. And when people see me, they will say, why do you have this blemish? It's fine, it's because I was fighting. But in the middle of that, people saw my mark, but what they did not see is what the Lord said to me. The Lord said to you, I'm not finished, let me tell you one more thing. Maliakata Rikabadebosia Ikalika Lima Handeliakata Shalibradoza Mande. Read the men that came to him.
Yes, sir.
Read the men who came to him. And the men of
all the tribes of Israel.
Listen. This tribe were not there when it was shepherding and fighting. They saw when he was fighting, but when he was shepherding and fighting the lion, they did not see him. There are people who know you with marks today that will not be there. Yeah. They are not the ones that will make you king.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you, that must be your greatest encouragement. Listen, all those people shouting on social media and say, Pastor did it, they will not be existing some will be in prison, some will have faced big problem in life, they will not have time. But the men of Abram, all the tribe of Israel, the chosen one, they will come to you and tell you what God said to you when you were shepherding, when you were leading them, and they are the ones that will make you the king. So the people you are leading now in warfare, they are the ones that will make you kings, not the one commenting. Commentators will not make you anything. Read that scripture again.
All the tribes of Israel,
the chosen 12, all the gates, talk to me.
Came to David at Hebron.
They came to David at Hebron
and said, "We are your own flesh and blood."
Maliakata, Rabadebosia. We are your own communion. Communion, community, commuters. Only those who have understanding. We are all your own flesh. What God hid in the hand of Melchizedek that will confirm you, Abraham, as possessor of flesh and blood. We are your own flesh and blood. We are this tribe.
In the past, while Saul was king over us,
I can never get over that word. When Saul, an oppressor, was king, when it looked as if all the wicked laws of Saul is what we're going to live over, and we were fighting under Saul's law when Saul was king. Because what happens to many people that come and leave you is they go to the rulership of Saul and say, "Look, Saul, all this fight that David is leading all over the wilderness, I don't know where this is going to end. This David has no permanent address. From the cave of Adullam to begging for food from Laban. All through wilderness is just roaming about. There are even times we don't have equipment for warfare. We have to jump to bandits and strip them and use their warfare armor to fight and kill them. We have to take the enemy's stuff to use against the enemy and drop it on sight as if no evidence." David's military did not have their own. David went, oh my God, Abiathar the priest, the Levite. David ran out of the city and had no sword. But the sword of Goliath that he killed was kept with the Levite. Wait, you thought you saw what I was saying? But when David entered, there was a man there that was condemned to prison. That man is my issue. He was condemned to prison by Saul. And he snitched on David. And Saul's anger came to kill the priest. Joel. Oh, you guys are deep. I thought you said Noel. I wanted to say, yeah, that's a prisoner. Anyway. I mean the song, Noel. Gifty can do that better. But let's not even go to that tonight. I think I'm still meeting the 3G tomorrow, right? Listen to me. Wait, don't do that. Your time is going. I need to stop now. But remind me of that story there. The priest had to go because the real priest is here now. David was the king priest. and he has the sword of Goliath, the head of military of the most powerful nation. With this sword, it will lead a band of bandits, but they are God's warriors. Talk to me anyways.
In the past,
we're about to pray some serious prayers in a moment.
While Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel on their military campaign.
Okay.
And the Lord said to you, you will shepherd my people Israel.
Mr. Military Guy, you will shepherd.
And you will become their ruler. When all the elders of Israel had come to King David at Hebron, the king made a covenant with
them. Jump to verse 7 because of time. This is why God loves the gate of Zion. Look at this. Nevertheless, you are in 2 Samuel. Yeah.
David captured the fortress of Zion.
What is it called?
Which is the city of David.
Of course, COD. Read that scripture again.
Nevertheless, David captured the fortress of Zion.
The armory place. What's the fortress? The fortress of Zion. So this is where they keep all the armory, the weapons. Everything is there. No wonder God said, I love the gate of Zion. It is the war base. The city of David is where Zion is, and it has a fortress. This city. What is a fortress?
A stronghold.
Maliakata. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Talk to me.
A stronghold. A place of defense or security.
If you don't lock that gate, there is no security for the all 12 tribes. I need to show you this fortress. Well, it's 10 o'clock now. We need to stop. What are the armories in this fortress? The city of a fighting man. Hey, when he went to Saul, what did it take to Saul? How did this guy have this fortress? It took only a app. All of a sudden, he's built a military cantonment. He had only app. When he was chased from the palace, he even had no sword on him. How is this guy having a military cantonment? A whole camp with all manner of defense down now. What happened? Can I tell you what happened? Can I tell you what changed? People that were distressed, people that were in despair, they were his fortress. Maliakata. They became defense. They became armories. They became fighters. Pastor Pika said it. They had nothing left anymore. So for them, it was to face this war or nothing. They had nothing left anywhere. I don't have anything left anywhere. It is do or die. It's fight to the end. Listen, Pastor Sam Indidi, how do you become the fortress of economy? Kike, how do you become the fortress of Hollywood? In the wilderness, when everything has been left behind, God brought men who were in debt. this is my fortress. So when I begin to tell you this is our base, that is a stronghold here. This is the gate of Zion. In this house tonight is Tobi's fortress, the city of David fighters. Are you listening to me tonight? Manikataya, talk to me.